Welcome back to SEL Convergence.
Hi, everybody. So happy to be with you again. I have two of my favorite people in the whole world with me tonight, Chris Engler and Jesse McFarland. Jesse and Chris are our two fantastic instructors for our wellness course, which is probably one of the most popular courses we have in the Neumann University Master's Degree in Social Emotional Learning. So welcome, Jesse. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we want to share with our listeners some of the wonderful things about the wellness course. Can either one of you begin with just giving our folks kind of an overview of what happens in the class?
All right. So Chris and I have been teaching this class for a little bit now. And I think with both of our backgrounds, my favorite part about this class is it is so playful and fun and energizing. And the feedback is always that people leave feeling like enthusiastic and feeling like they did something for themselves to kind of pour back into their bucket after like pouring into other people all school year. But there is a pillar of health and well-being. That's kind of like the backbone of this class. We start the class with a Wheel of Life, which is pretty much like an assessment that looks at all of the non-dietary forms of nourishment. So how is your physical environment? How are you nourishing your mind, spirituality, your relationships, looking at movement, and where you fall in those categories. And then we ask students to kind of pick a goal for the time that we're together. We are really, we try really hard to keep coming back to that goal, to keep conversations open, to work with support groups, which are other people in the class, to help kind of just like lift people up and make sure that we're holding ourselves accountable. Chris brings this beautiful piece of physical activity and games, which ties directly into movement. We do yoga. So it is that idea of looking at where you currently are and then trying to find pillars that maybe you want to work on or is a growth edge for you. Also celebrating the things that you're currently doing and then just hopefully leaving at the end of the 8 weeks or 6 weeks with something in your pocket that you can take to strengthen one of those pillars.
So Jesse, you mentioned really at least three things I want to explore more. And then I want to have Chris talk a little bit about the activity and the play part, which is so important to me. And what I hope our students know, the play part is really grounded in the research. All the neuroscience today is telling us we need to be playing in our lives as adults, and we need to invite our students to play through our classrooms, no matter what our subject area is. But Chris, I'm going to come back to that in just a couple of minutes. Jess, you mentioned yoga. Does that happen in every in-person class you do?
Yeah, we do. We start with very like gentle stretching yoga. We usually do like 15 minutes the first class. We'll do 30 minutes the second class, 40 minutes the third class. We kind of build up on a yoga routine. Just teaching some stretching and that, elongating your muscles and for recovery and for all of those things as we get older. We talk a lot about longevity and how yoga can be an awesome tool for longevity. We definitely do yoga every class.
So by the time the class is over, you and Chris have given them a full yoga routine.
Yes, that's the goal.
That's beautiful. And how about the mindfulness side of things? Do you spend much time on mindfulness?
We do. We talk a lot about the mind-body connection. One of our pillars is mindfulness and just being more present and what mindfulness is and what it isn't and what it could be. Something that I, talk a lot about is creating healthy rhythms. So I call my AM and PM bookends, like what are we doing to start our day to nourish our minds, our bodies, our emotional well-being? What are we doing at the end of our day? Which are those two pillars that you really can control? The rest of your day in the middle is all messy and kind of created for you. So trying to give them a way to use mindfulness first thing in the morning to kind of settle themselves, ground themselves, find a little peace before the chaos. That's definitely something that we continue to look at throughout the course.
Thanks, Jess. Chris, one of the things that you know that I love about your work and your expertise is bringing activity and bringing play to content. So here we are in a wellness class, which you and Jesse really have designed to meet the needs of the adult educator. This class is not so much focused if I'm wrong, correct me, this class is not so much focused on the students in the school, but in fact, on the adult educator and their, as Jesse said, their life goals. Chris, can you talk a little bit so our listeners understand, how do you specifically in this class bring play to this content called wellness?
So thinking about that, I am always looking for a way to, in my school, I'm a phys ed teacher, to get my kids physically fit without knowing they're doing fitness. So we're constantly playing games that's getting their heart rate up, getting them sweating, getting them out of breath. And I do that as well in the wellness class. I get all participants up, moving, easygoing games where their heart rate is going up, increased breathing rate, and they're sweating. So just to show them that it doesn't have to be an actual place you go that you don't want to go, like the gym or the treadmill, that you can do physical activity, just playing with your kids for 10, 15, 20 minutes, or even less. It could be, I just heard a wonderful idea of wellness or physical fitness snacks, just doing 5 minutes at a time throughout the day and getting your heart rate up throughout the day is also just as good as doing a 30-minute workout. And I thought that was wonderful because that's a lot of what we do. We'll do a 5-minute activity. Then maybe later on, we'll do a 10-minute activity. Some are even longer, some are shorter, just to get everybody up and moving. And it's also a little bit of a wake-up call because some of our friends and participants don't think they're as competitive as they are when we do our competitive games. And when the next day comes, they talk about how sore they felt because they might have gone a little bit harder than they wanted to. And we just talk about how that's important to know that and sense that maybe we just need to work on those things as we move. And then, of course, Jess teaches us with yoga, how to stretch through those things and get better.
That's beautiful. So what I know about both of you that I want to kind of introduce to our listeners and future students, you also really care about our participants. You care about our adult students. And I know you both have offered, my words, to coach them through this process. This isn't just a class I come to for a grade. They, in fact, am I correct, can build their projects to meet their own mental, physical, social, emotional needs. And you'll coach them through that. Am I correct?
Yeah, the biggest project that we do for the course is to create a 90-day wellness plan. You know, this is based on that original pillars of life, looking at where it might have been an area of growth. They create that WOOP goal surrounding that, but they can do this with three different pillars or two different pillars if they want to work on physical activity and they really want to work on their mental health with mindfulness. And then we help them craft bite-sized goals that are achievable, giving them like goal setting techniques based on like atomic habits and tiny habits, all these different forms of goal setting so that they can find a system that works for them, because it is really personal. Wellness is personal. Every single person who comes to us is coming with a different, you know, where they are in their barometer of health and well-being. And so trying to create a class that is a wealth of information for everybody, but then also making it very specific for each person is something that Chris and I try really hard to do. So the projects are very like student-led. They can pick what they want to do. We support almost anything in there. And then they know that they have us to kind of like hold their hand through the process. So that's what we tried to do.
So what I'm hearing is everyone's welcome. You could be a young educator in your 20s. You could be very, very physically fit. You could be not that physically fit, but really interested in nutrition and exercise and mindfulness work. You could be somebody in the latter stages of their career. Yes?
Yeah, absolutely. And we find that there's so many people who come in with expertise that maybe even Chris and I don't have, that have tried something like a specific diet like paleo and has had like great success with that. And then they're willing to share and talk about their journey. And so it's a class, you know, I teach a few of these classes and it's one of those classes where people like rally around each other. Like we always talk about how when you have a healthy adult or a healthy educator, you automatically have a healthy classroom. Like that is the sole factor that helps to determine the mood of a classroom. So pouring into each other and supporting each other. I mean, we cry, we laugh. There is like so many emotions in these classes because I think people are super vulnerable and open. It's health. Health is like, that's a scary thing to talk about. You know, people have boundaries and walls and things that have happened in the past, some traumas around, you know, their weight and this, and it's such a safe space. And it's just, it's been such a blessing to teach the class. And I think that every time I learn something just as much as I teach.
Chris, Jesse was mentioned that support system that you build. And I know you, and I know this sense of building community is so critically important to you and to both of you. How do you go about doing that in the wellness class, Chris?
I think like what Jesse was saying was when people first come in, they do have some walls up. They're not sure what to expect because, you know, you really have to put yourself out there when it comes to playing a game. When I know that I am not the most flexible person and I'm trying to do yoga with Jesse and it's like, wow, yeah, he's not flexible. And that's okay. And that's the wonderful part about this is that it's okay. So one way that we're building community is we're putting ourselves out there as well, showing them that it's okay to do this and it's okay to fail or not be good at it because we're all working on different aspects of ourselves. And one of the ways we really build community is when everybody comes in, we really work on getting to know each other, lots of different group activities, pair and shares, and lots of just having those open conversations. And that moves into, we find the like-minded, the people who have the same goals, and we kind of put them in support groups. And then every single time we meet, the first thing we do for probably 15, 20 minutes is we talk in those support groups and they just go around and really share what has been working for them, what maybe hasn't been working. And then they share different ideas the whole time. And like Jesse said, by our last week, people are, you know, teary-eyed that they have to leave each other, and they have built so many connections that they have phone numbers, emails, and they are in constant contact with each other throughout the course and after.
That's really exciting to hear. Jesse, you mentioned two concepts that I want to come back to. You mentioned WHOOP and you mentioned atomic habits. Could either or both of you talk? Let's first talk about WHOOP because I don't know that our audience knows what WHOOP is.
When you're setting your goal, you are looking at any obstacle that could get in the way. So you're setting these like really simple goals. Like I want to run every single morning. So taking the obstacle, like what would be an obstacle to that? Okay, well, I'm tired. I don't want to get up, or I don't like my running shoes, or it's cold outside, or it's thinking about the obstacles that could arise before they arise and then creating a plan. I like to say like an if then. If it's cold outside, then I will wear a thermal layer underneath and I'll get like really warm gear, right? Like I always say there's like not cold days. It's just like bad gear. Like if you have the good gear, you'll be okay. Like warm stuff. So like looking at what could potentially be an obstacle the night before or whatever it is, and then planning for that with an if then statement. If this happens, then I will that. That's just one way. Atomic Habits is a book by James Clear where he tries to also connect like a habit that you're already doing to another one. So like when I brush my teeth, I will like right after I brush my teeth, I will, you know, say three things I'm grateful for. So the habit of brushing your teeth is already a habit that you have. Like you don't have to think about that. You're going to do it, right? So it's a habit that's already ingrained, is connected to a habit that you want to change or modify. Those are just like simple. We talk about different goal setting techniques. And, you know, if you looked up goal setting, there's literally thousands of methods. I have an entire system, you know, 3x5 life is a goal system that, I should be talking about that, but I'm not. I'm talking about the smarter people. And these are all just, it's like a personal thing. So we work really hard about what it means to set goals and what that can look like for them. And again, work with them to create the best system for each person.
If our listeners want to know more about the 3x5 life that Jesse and her husband have created, they can check back on another podcast that we did earlier with Jesse and Brian. So Chris.
Yes.
Class is real active.
Yes. Very.
How should our students come prepared?
The easiest way to come prepared is wear some, you know, comfortable sneakers activity close and come with an open mind and a positive attitude. You know, two things that you can control, the open mind and positive attitude, and just come ready to play and just have that open mind to say, you know what, I'm going to give this a try. Who cares if I mess up? Who cares if I fail? Because everybody is out there trying, whether it's in a game of unfair wiffle ball, a game of power ball, which is Jesse's favorite, or a game of snowball fight. These are all highly active games to get our heart rates up that are going to get you having fun and laughing with everybody else in the class.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. I can't wait to see Jesse play power ball.
Like a gladiator.
I bet you are. I bet you are. Look out. So thank you, my friends. Thank you for this time together. And I just can't wait till the class happens again. I know it happens the beginning of every summer session, and that really is May. The schedule will be out very, very soon. So Chris, Jesse, thank you again very, very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.